You are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one with the one, but the one with the one, but the one with the one, but the one, but and call him a baby, 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 baby.
I almost quit my job today.
Wait a minute. Bitch, both of us can't be out here quitting jobs. For what? You were just talking about you liked it.
I know, and this is why you don't jinx shit.
Yeah.
Every fucking time. No, I was getting trained on something else, and the person who was training me a couple times throughout the training, I did not like his tone of voice. And whenever I did something wrong, his tone would change and his volume would increase.
I don't like that.
And that's a trigger for me, and I was like, oh girl, do I really need to pay my rent next month? I don't know, because I can leave right now.
I'm about to jump.
And I got paid today.
I'm about to jump.
I got my last check. I know I'm going to get at least one more in February. It'll be a couple hours short, but I ain't got to come back in this motherfucker. So I'm going to put in some PTO days that I wasn't planning on taking, because I'm going to show y'all what it feels like to not have me around.
I like that. I like sticking to jobs.
And I like my job, and I like the people who I work with in my office. This person is not in the office all the time. Mm-hmm. So it's okay for me to not like him.
Right. They don't count. They're like a sub character, like a non-playable character. They're just in the background doing their shit. Like, who cares? Don't quit.
Also, as I look around and see the things that I have to take care of, I'm realizing that I have no choice but to not quit right now. But the Lord is testing me. But I will say that I forgot what I was talking about. I forgot where I was going.
I would say I didn't know if it was bridging over to you. I will say, if I was you, what would I will say? I will say that I don't know, because it could either be a complaint. It could either be another.
Yeah,
complaint.
It was definitely about to be a complaint.
Okay,
but,
so it's time for a Linda situation. Okay.
Oh Lord, we gotta let her go. Linda gone. She did.
Oh my God.
Her and MJ and Whitney, they all up there together. First of all, Gerard Carmichael, I didn't like that joke. I didn't think it was appropriate.
Are you talking about at the award show?
Yeah, I don't know if this happened before last week's episode, so this might be super old by the time we're talking about this, but just because it just came up, I just feel like Whitney Houston jokes after she passed are just like very, very tacky. Like, they was like, in retrospect, like the way the media used to like go in on her was awful. But now that she's dead and gone, and people still think like Whitney Houston crack jokes are funny, it's like, it's not though.
See, and when I heard the story, it was introducing me to one of the YouTube reviewers I watched, and they were like basically saying, like, from, if I understood correctly, he was like, yeah, and we're at the site of the place that killed Whitney Houston. And I was like, well, that's a different way of putting it, I guess, because Dora would be like, Whitney Houston died here, and they're like, no, this is the place that killed Whitney Houston, because that place is known for drugs and all that other shit. It's a really tongue-in-cheeky type of joke.
That's exactly what it was, but it was just so, I just cringed when I heard it, because yeah. I get what he was saying, because it's like he allegedly, they asked him to like shout out the venue, like, you know, during his thing, and he was like, well, what I took from it was he was saying, like, y'all want me to shout out the venue, but this is the same venue that kept the party going after right. Whitney Houston's dead body was still upstairs. Like,
that's insane. That's insane.
I got the point, but it was just like, wasn't the way to phrase it. But anyway, I like Gerard.
I always feel like everybody's so sensitive about comedy nowadays. Like, you can't say shit.
I know, and that's another reason why I was just like, oh my God. But I also was like, Whitney Houston died on my birthday. We have a connection, okay?
Oh, did she?
She did.
Oh my God, that's terrible. I hope no one ever dies on my birthday. Like if somebody I love died on my birthday, I would probably like, no, I would still celebrate. But it wouldn't even be about them. So never mind. Just don't die on my day.
What celebrity?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I could kill one off on my birthday.
No, that's not where I was going.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but we can answer that after. What celebrity, like, if they just happen to untimely pass, would absolutely, like, ruin you?
Is this even a real question?
I know the answer, but I just want to see what you're going to say.
Rihanna. If Rihanna passed today, you know, okay, so it's funny you bring this up. I was like getting dressed earlier and like trying to figure out what I want to wear. And
you
I was
get
like
drunk.
Dress. Like putting on clothes. Like I play dress up randomly just to like change my mood. If I'm like bored, I'm like, let's try on all these clothes together just to see how they look. Anyway, and I was like in the closet and I was like, you know what would be like interesting? Like what would you wear to like Posh Spice funeral? And I was like, that's an interesting concept. What would I wear to Posh Spice funeral? And so I based my whole outfit about that. And I was channeling that energy while I was like putting on clothes and all that stuff.
Well, welcome to the show, you guys. I'm Blackberry.
And I'm Ken Lush. I clearly practice for people's funerals I'm not attending.
This is The Boys Next Door. Thank you guys for tuning in. Follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. Please follow us on Instagram. Please, if you have questions or topic suggestions, you can DM us straight on Instagram or you can email us at askboysnextdoor@gmail.com.
Y'all can ask us whatever. We're literally just an open book of answers. We're like an encyclopedia of life.
So those are the church announcements. Time for the
sit your ass puppets. Down and behave. Ooh, I just got a dick appointment for 4:30. Perfect.
Wow, and you're not even gonna do it, so it doesn't even matter.
I just told him bet sounds good.
We'll see. We'll see if it's gonna happen or if you're gonna be running like you in a marathon.
Oh God, here we go. Now you have one bad moment and people drag you. I know how Shikari feels. Like you can never just run a good race and everybody appreciate it. They just want to attack you. It's okay.
Well, before we start the bullshit, let's go ahead and light this blunt.
We'll you are a crackhead, time. Bitch. Crackhead. Yeah. You are rushing to the segment.
Is this not a part of the show?
It is. It is.
Is this not what we're here for?
I haven't smoked all day. I've been stressed out all day. I told y'all what happened earlier. Somebody talked to me like I'm not another grown man. So yeah, I really
triggered.
After the end of that, after the end of that, I literally just sat in the chair and like threw my head back like this, you know, just like decompressing before I went about the rest of my day for like 5 minutes.
I wonder what the other person thought of you. I always wonder that. Like when I get heated. I'm always like, I wonder if the other person could tell I was about to rip their head off or how much restraint I showed.
It's different with me though because I always have on like the same face. Mm-hmm. So I don't be knowing if my face be changing. I'm pretty sure my face be changing, but like I give off the same.
So energy. Your face doesn't change. Your cadence and your tone shifts. And that's how I can always tell. I'm like, oh, it's about to go downhill. Because your face will stay the same. But you'll be like, okay, but I'm like, uh-oh, here we go. Do-do-do-do. Just let them go, baby. It's okay. I like it. Let that fire out. That's a good roll.
No, look at the tip. Last night I was trying to put it out, and I was wondering why it wouldn't go out. That's why. This is my first time looking at it.
Mine is landed, too.
I'm just gone.
I need to go get some more woods. I'm just so fucking lazy. And I'm hoping this nigga, like, if I go link with this nigga later, he gonna smoke me out. So I'm not really worried about that. But I just like want to have my own woods so I can smoke for myself.
Whenever I smoke with other people, let's get this out on the table. You people, and this message is for a couple of my friends.
Oh my.
I ain't gonna say no names because it
is. This is why you get blocked. This is why you be getting blocked.
know, I love them, so. You bitches that don't smoke weed and think that you're going to come and, like, borrow my weed because you just want to list some, or you going to come and, like, chill with me and we just going to smoke all my shit, you are limited to one blunt. If you want to smoke, you're going to have to bring your own shit and we can match. But you're not finna sit here and smoke all my shit, baby, because when you go home, I still got to be here and I need some weed.
I support this message. Let me start by saying that. I support that. Because how much is too much? And you know, like, some friends, you know they ain't got no weed, but they gonna come over and they definitely gonna want to smoke. And I don't have no problem smoking with nobody. But listen, when is the line drawn?
Line for me is one blunt, and we gonna share that one blunt. And I'm gonna hide the rest of my stash because you're not gonna smoke my shit. I'm generally like, I realized like I'm low key a stingy person, but that I was the only boy. Yeah. I was the youngest. Yeah. I never had to share nothing growing up. So I give you the shirt off my back, and that's for real. But
yeah, you will.
Certain shit I'm stingy with: food and weed.
See, and I always imagine like someone telling you about they about to come over, and you just like being in the dark, like jumping up with your robe on, like shuffling, like, oh fucking god, and then like just hiding stuff and moving stuff around, and then they come in, you're like, it's like if like SpongeBob randomly came to Squidward house, it'd be like, bitch, I was playing my clarinet. What the fuck you over here for?
But like, I'm gonna roll up for us because we gonna smoke if you want to. Oh, that but made me miss we're my gonna friend. Stop at the end of this. I had a friend the other day. He was like, can I buy a blunt off you? I was like, girl, I just gave him a blunt.
This nigga just like, told me he needs to bust two nuts before he start his day.
Oh, he's a egomaniac. I don't know. I just made that up. Is that the right word? I don't even know.
This is the same nigga I always link with.
Y'all, for the record, before we light this blunt, I am still on my journey to like decreasing the amount of porn I watch. I really don't even think about it most times. This week, my consumption did go up a little bit, but hallelujah. I probably jacked off like 3 times this week.
I feel like the time maybe where 4. I try not to watch porn or anything like that, I just be so fucking, I be over fucking everything. Like I be ready to fight the air. Like if like.
But see, that's because you're like forcing the stop it just like naturally.
Yeah, cause I'm always horny. I was just like, you know what? I'm going to calm down too. That was a good suggestion. And then I was like.
In 7 days, how many times will you masturbate in 7 days?
Probably 5.
Oh, that's not bad.
No.
That's not terrible.
It's like once every other day, usually.
For me, in 7 days, in my old life, a couple months ago.
Oh. Old life.
I'm reformed. In 7 days, I probably would do it 14 to 18 times.
What?
In 7 days.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You so it's like twice that's a day. That's insane.
How do you have time for that?
Exactly. That's why I was like, girl, it's getting out of hand. Oh, yeah. Like, we don't need to be masturbating.
Yeah, lock her down. Yeah, lock her down. No.
So now I look like my nut is much thicker when I come. Mm-hmm. I'm harder, much longer.
We need to get, we need to see a Blue Chew sponsor us.
I want to try Blue Chew, but I also don't want to mess up my body chemistry by adding something I don't really need.
They said it's all natural. They said it's all natural and all that shit.
Yeah, okay. Of course they're going
to
say that.
You know what we also need to try to get sponsored by? That honey. That honey packet. We need to see what they're talking about.
Well, we need to use it first.
Well, okay, so I did a poll on my Instagram on Sunday. It had to be Sunday. I think it was Sunday. And I was like, who's like, what's this about? And when I say the replies were just, people were just like, yeah, I was busting nuts all night. I was on some demon shit. And they were like, I'm like, oh my God, it can't be. And they were all black too. So, you know, black people, they're real cautious about certain shit. Unless you advertise it well amongst certain communities. Then it take over like Taylor Port on a hot July summer. But for the most part, everybody was black and they were really down for it. But somebody did say, they were like, it gave them the same result they would have as if they were like drinking alcohol, and then someone else told me to mix it with the alcohol. So I think I think
it's giving trip to the ER.
It's giving your dick is a brick and I'm about to destroy some shit.
It's giving like a TLC episode of like, you know, the emergency, one of those emergency shows they be playing.
Okay,
TLC.
Oxygen. Yay, I get to be a slut start in my week.
I'm gonna light this blunt to financial freedom.
Yeah. I'm lighting this blunt to, I don't know, smoking.
Period. I just want y'all to know that at some point, this part of the show will have to be removed, unfortunately, but we're going to enjoy it for now.
Right. And the way, okay, and this will just be an insider, because we have discussed this already. We're like well aware of like, in order to reach what we need to reach, we can't do everything how we do everything. So it's almost like right, cupcake. It's like, okay, think about cupcake. If cupcake, it's hard for her to cross over when she was walking around with her titties out with just a piece of like Walgreens receipt on them. But when she walked out with her titties out and she had a latex body outfit on, it makes it hit different. Okay, you see? So she got a fancy hat on, but her titties still out. And so we gonna still have our titties out, but we gonna have
it's gonna be classy, you know, it's gonna be classy slut.
So when you see the visual and how we present this part, you know what we doing. Think of that 70s show. You know what we doing.
Partake. I will say, it's speaking of Cupcake, the second queen of rap. She's been independent this whole time. I'm pretty sure she's a millionaire. Well, I don't want to count nobody pockets. You know, celebrities be lying. But I'm sure she's well.
I always look at her house. She be in the same house too. I be looking for that.
She was like on tour with Charlie XCX and all this other stuff before she even started like changing her image.
But we have to realize how young she was too.
Right. So I just think it's a testament to like authenticity. Like people fuck with people who are just like, you know.
Authentic. And
obviously she was playing it up because she was, you know, that's not who she is all the time.
Us.
But it worked.
It worked. And the thing is, I always think about like, she's a Chicago girl. So we get like, I feel like I be getting it. Like certain shit she do or was doing and certain shit she do now, I totally get. Because I feel like in Chicago, like, well, certain parts of how you grew up, Elizabeth was probably like strict, and her mom, she's like her, but whoop, never mind, I cancel that. So when we went to her concert, her mama was sitting over the rail singing her songs too, right next to us.
Oh yeah,
and her, I got a video of that too. Like, shout out to Cupcake because she retweeted the video of when we went to her concert. Hey girl.
Oh, that's lit.
Yeah.
I wish I could have been in on it, but I'm not on Twitter.
No, it was on Instagram. She retweeted it. I mean, reshared it. My bad.
Oh, okay.
And you were tagged in that one. You were tagged in it. That was the one you reshared too.
I was on Cupcake Instagram.
Yeah, you was. It was a video. It was the video that I tagged you in from my Instagram story on Sunday when I was like really, really like sad, and I was like, I'm gonna go down memory lane.
That was a good night. So what we get into tonight?
Ciao.
Well, today I'm. Ciao. Just
let me tell you something. Martin Luther King marched a long ass way for a lot of things, but he did not march for the gays to go down to ATL and show their ass how they be showing their ass every fucking year. Let me tell you that much.
Now what happened?
Okay. Before we get into that, I just want to say we support all lifestyles, choices.
Do we?
I mean, we support an Well, we're getting out of here early, y'all. We support a lot of shit. And we really be trying to look out for the gays. Like we y'all are our people. Y'all like make up everything for us. No, not really. But still, y'all go to ATL, y'all go to these sex parties, and y'all don't even know what's going on. Y'all don't be
okay, so,
okay, now before so, I start so slandering the background. Sex partiers.
Oh my god.
Just know I love y'all. I will go to a sex party. But it would have to be the type of sex party where I knew other people involved or one that kicked off randomly. Cause the hot steamy sessions be the one where y'all all just chilling and then stuff start popping off and then it's like boop, 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 boop. Like that's my type of party. I know all parties involved. Okay, look, flat.
That's kind of why I be missing Chicago sometimes. I ain't ever been to like a sex party, but it's definitely been steamy.
Okay.
The Chicago girls be horny.
Yeah, okay, and that's the thing. Okay, so like you would go to a kickback in Chicago, and I know, bitch. I would say that y'all probably think this every time. Bitch, y'all ain't in Chicago no more. But the thing is, you would go to a kickback in Chicago with your friend, like your like people that you went to, like you would be out with rent like all the time. So you familiar with them, y'all follow each other, all this shit, so forth and so on. And then like you know it'd be them couple people in the parties in the kickback too. You'd be like, I would smash if I got a chance. And then people start going to the bathroom. And you know when bitches start going to the bathroom, you know what time it is. And bitches start looking for other bitches in the bathroom. Then everybody start getting horny. When the first
I definitely got to pop it in progress bathroom one time.
You have to. Like that's Chicago culture. But to go to these sex parties and someone give you something and brag about it on Twitter.
That was the I'm so glad you said that cuz I forgot about that.
Yes.
That is what blew my mind.
Can you imagine all the sex parties that went down ACL over the weekend? And then somebody posted an anonymous tweet talking about, ooh, y'all have fun with y'all parting gift. Bitch, I'm killing everybody out there I think was at that party. I got to take y'all out. Because one of y'all did it. One of y'all.
That's crazy. I wonder if we're talking about the same comment, but I did see somebody say,
let me see.
Somebody in the comments was like, for background, so yeah. Apparently, obviously, MLK weekend, y'all know how I go down in Atlanta, let's be for real. I guess it was a bunch of sex parties, and, you know, people on Twitter was like, you know, talking shit, as people on Twitter do, and when somebody got in the comments, it was like, well, I go to sex parties all the time. I get tested often, and even if I get something, I get treated, and it's like that was the part that kind of like that was the one for me that I was just like, so at what point do we? I don't know, because I don't want to shame nobody, because I definitely am interested in attending sex parties, and I know people who throw like safe, conscious sex parties, like responsible ones, but I feel like a part of gay culture is hypersexuality. I don't know why that is, but it just is.
Yeah.
And sometimes I find myself, well, I've found myself in my early 20s almost getting wrapped up in that.
It's so easy on the internet.
Yeah, even on the internet, you think you just have to be like super sexy and post like shirtless all the time with your ass up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
My like, current era is vicious,
and that's cool, but at a certain point, you ever scroll down somebody's Instagram and it's like, do you own clothes? Like, is there a shirt or a pant in your closet? Like, I want to know.
Yeah,
and it's like, it sounds judgy, but I really just want to know, like, what is the psychology behind
it's
the
time for some good old-fashioned slut shaming. but I get it. Like, for me personally,
you know what I'm saying, and y'all know we are free people on this podcast. We talk a lot, we talk greasy, y'all know how we get down, but it's like, I just wonder,
I just like how much care goes into that kind of stuff. Like somebody was like, you know what you're getting into going to this type of event. No. I would assume that people care as much about their health as I do mine. But that's another part of a thing that I discovered like last year was that like there's like people out there that like are positive and go out and try to hunt negative people and try to infect them.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane for me. It's just like, oh, it's just like that this is the thing where people are just like,
So is this what happened at that party?
I'm not like, I really wish I could.
You're
find,
not
like,
sure, or is that what?
I can't say that that's what happened. I really wish I could find like the person who was giving the gift out, the party bag out to people. They posted a tweet on Twitter, was like basically like, have fun. I infected people at some of the parties and stuff like that. You knew what you're getting into.
That's interesting. There is a thing called like pause kink. I think it's a different term for it, baby. But basically, like, there's a kink for people who are positive and want to infect other people, and people who are not positive who want to be infected with HIV specifically.
That's a lot. That's a lot to take in by itself.
Isn't it? It's a little
jarring.
It's a little wild. I don't even know what to say.
It's a lot. And I found the tweet. I'm about to send it to you.
So what does the tweet say?
Ran through ugly booty hoe at ugly booty hoe. Wait, hold on. So the person's name on Twitter is ugly booty hoe, but their at is ugly hoe. Said ran through and gave all these hoes a bug. Coming back today at Anon Raw Booty, at The Sean Legend, at Deep Smash Media, at Love and Light TV, at Body by Mont. And then he posts the flyer to the fucking party he went to and did it. Oh my goodness. Like, I didn't really, like, you know, you look at something and you don't really pay attention to it. And then you look at it again, you're like,
I missed that part.
Okay, I just sent it to you too. And they paid $20 before 3 a.m. and $25 after 3 a.m. to go home with a party bag from ugly booty hoe.
Listen, children, it's very important that you protect yourselves out here, because there are people who will do harmful things to you. I'm against, like, there, because there's a whole conversation about the decriminalization of HIV, because there are laws out there that, like, make it a crime to have sex with somebody,
right,
without disclosing your status, which in essence I can understand, but I also think it's just, I'm weird about it, but that's a whole nother conversation,
right.
Protect yourselves, because you don't know what other people's intentions are. Me and my friend were talking the other day about how somebody he knows was talking about how they put heroin in lube.
Child.
And this is why people need to bring their own lube, because they don't, you know, because you don't
insane.
Know if somebody's drugging you via the lube. It's so much crazy stuff going on in the world.
We have so many people already against us being black. We got so many people already against us being gay. Now we have to look out for each other in these times, because you may be trying to harm me too, and you may be black and you're definitely gay. Like, it's just like, where do we draw the line at these things? But it's just the fact of, like, they posted the address to where the party went down at. They posted the full, like, all the details. And so can you imagine, like, getting on Twitter or Instagram and you see this thread, and you know how the gays are. We tapped in, we see something some way or another. We always find it. And I'm going to get to something about that later. I want to see something. But it's just like, can you imagine seeing that you was at this party? Oh my God!
I'm gonna be honest. If I was at the party, I wouldn't be at the party
It said big boy freaks, and everyone who loves big boys, you might have got tangled in. You might have went for a little sightseeing.
I do like big boys.
See, look, they got you. You already. Here you go. They didn't draw you in.
But I do. I wonder though, because it's like, sex parties are, I'm assuming, a fun thing, but I just wonder, like, if I threw a sex party, I'm gonna throw a party with a bunch of niggas, right?
What the flyer look like for your sex party?
Okay, so
take
the
us there.
Flyer on the sex party, it would be like, I don't even know if it would be anything extravagant as far as like men on the cover. It would probably just like be something like super plain, right?
Mine would be too.
But it would just get straight to the point. Boom, 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 boom. Where it's gonna be at? This, that, and the third. I would throw the party. Everybody would have to provide their latest panel.
Love it.
So
you know what you're getting. You know what you're getting involved with.
There will be condoms provided.
Okay. This sounds very classy.
I would probably take a poll of who's coming and see who's on prep.
Oh.
This
is very organized.
Because I wouldn't make it a requirement that you have to be on prep, but I want to know, like, let's say I invite 10 people and 7 out of 10 people here are on prep. That means we're like more likely to have a safe time, because now we're dealing with people who, if they come with their panel, because this is my logic behind it, right? Mm-hmm. If they come with their panel, that means, that signifies to me, A, this person wants to take care of their sexual health and their overall health. So this is somebody who takes care of themselves and they're not trying to like be a menace to society. B, if you come and say you're on PrEP, that just says you're going the extra step to take care of your health and possibly prevent contracting HIV. And see, what it says to me also is just that you are a responsible hoe. And so I love all the responsible hoes at my sex party if I was to throw one. I feel like, why can't I get the excitement? Because that's not exciting. That's not thrilling. You got to do all this planning and shit to go to a sex party. Nobody wants to fucking do that
that's,
shit.
That, as you were saying it, I was like, bitch, this went from...
I get it.
Yeah. No, but you're safe.
Everybody
want
to come to the party and get 75 loads. But like, I would like to get 76 and a half loads if I knew they were all like people who took care of themselves.
Right.
But
no,
if
I totally
ever go to a sex party, honestly, it would have to be me and some like friends that I know, and we'd just be fucking amongst other people. I wouldn't.
I would love for all of my friends to be like cock destroyers together, and we just like line up a whole bunch of niggas and we just
fucking cock destroy,
take them down, and we just knock them down, and it's like everybody walks away like, those boys were a good ass time, because I'm in my fun boy era. I like want to have fun. I want to go out. I want to dance. I want to shake my ass, and so
also Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I like when you do this.
No, I was just going to say, like, also, if you happen to be HIV positive and you want to come to my sex party, just be honest about whether or not you're taking your medicine, because that's important.
Yeah.
But you can still come. Of course you can come.
Yeah, of course. Why? We would
and
never
you can come
you.
In
maybe
multiple
this,
places.
Maybe. I like that. Overflowing.
It just got dark.
Oh, I knew. Soon as I matched with this guy on this app, I knew he was going to try to talk to me. Oh, Jesus. It was an accident swipe, too. It's always the accident swipes on apps are the ones who reach out to you first. I fucking hate it. I wonder if that's how Malik met that boy that he tried to play on Twitter or, I mean, on TikTok.
Good segue, bitch. Talk about it.
I hate people like him. I think people like him are just the utmost piece of scum in the world. Like I totally get being attractive and using your attractiveness to your wheels. Right on to you, brother. You ride that horse until it's fucking saggy and played out. But it's the fact of, like, he has the camera in this man's face. It's the fact he's, like, sitting here, like, talking about the meal. Like, I got a duck quesadilla. Like, bitch, like, like, you are the nastiest scum gutter butt piece of Chicago fake trade I've ever came across in my life. Nothing you do has been tasteful. You are the most uncouth piece of fucking ass I've fucking ever seen in my life. Like, I just don't get people who use people and think it's cute. It's not fucking cute. You're too fucking old to be doing the same ass kitty shit you've been doing for forever. Grow the fuck up. You're sad.
Well, are you gonna tell the people what the fuck you're talking about?
Oh my god, sorry, I got off page. Okay, so basically it's this OnlyFans model, entrepreneur, gangbanger, meth fighter, street fighter, throwdown, boxing league champion guy named Malik. I don't even know his real name anymore. I don't even know his last name anymore. Because that's all I know
Malik
him
Joseph.
For is shoot Malik Joseph. Malik Joseph, that's the name. He likes to shoot people. He does OnlyFans. And he basically went on a date with this guy. And from the onset of the video, he's like, he's not my type, but I went anyway. And then he like goes like and shows that this guy took him on a 5-course like date. He took him to jazz. It was like bitches sitting in the fucking like in front of them. Like, it didn't look like nobody else even in the fucking restaurant. And the bitches are like playing like their cello and shit. And he has his wine and his quesadillas. They went putt-putt golfing. I forgot what else happened. But the guy like showed. Oh, they went back to his house and they painted together. Nigga. Uh-uh, nigga. Because if you're doing all this with me, first of all, by that point, I'm going to think we're married. So, okay, so I hope you're like, whatever video you're posting about me is going to be a fucking marriage proposal video. But he's just like, oh. And so he's been getting ate up on Twitter, like everywhere. Just eating there. Mm.
So I actually went on his TikTok to go see the video. I actually stumbled across his like apology video. He went and said, "I didn't know it was gonna go viral. I hope I didn't. I'm sorry if I offended anyone."
He had one of those apologies. I didn't see that.
And so when I saw the video, my immediate first reaction was, "Okay, this is a skit." My second reaction was, "If it's not a skit, he took the TikTok down too." So maybe it wasn't a skit. Maybe he couldn't take the backlash.
That's wild.
I don't know why he's scared of backlash. He be out here shooting and stabbing people. He been in the media enough to know what it's like.
Okay, first of all, I would be like, I wonder if the guy knew who he was before he went on a date with him. He had to know he was.
I think they know each other and they did this to go viral. This just doesn't make sense to me because the boy was recording. If the boy was recording, you asked him to send you these videos so just so you can post them. Or
he was like, record me on my phone doing this. Like,
either way, it's fucking weird.
It takes a certain type of person to actually admit that they went on a date with someone that they would never like boastfully.
It's so mean girlish, and it's like, what was the point of that? You just wasted everybody's time.
He's disgusting. Like, first of all, like, I would be terrified to go on a date with him because my mouth is a little bit too crazy, and he just crazy all the time. So I just know, like, I would say something to him or like just joke, and this has happened to me before. Like, for whatever reason, crazy niggas like talking to me, and so I'll never forget, it was my own birthday. I was like, oh my god, I always get attacked around my birthday. I was at someone, this is so stupid. This is why I used to always say my life was a joke. It's still a joke, but it's even worse now. But one of my friends threw a birthday party for me at his house, and he invited tons of people. I walk in, it's a good time, everybody's drunk, everybody have a good time. And I like meet this guy there, and he's super cool, and we're chopping it up, it's normal conversation. And as the night goes on, he's progressively getting like more aggressively drunk and like belligerent. And like we were like saying something, we were having a normal conversation we've been having all night, and he punched me in my face.
What?
That's exactly how I felt. I said, oh my god. And so he punched me in my face, so we started fighting. And what happened was, we weren't even inside at that point. Everybody was leaving, and I was reaching in my car, and he was like, anybody got more drink? I know you do, and I know you want some or whatever. And so I reached in and grabbed the bottle, and he snuck me while I was grabbing the bottle, and I was totally caught off guard. And then all of a sudden, all my girlfriends start running up, and they're jumping on top of him. That's why you gotta have good girlfriends, that no matter how pretty they are, they're not afraid to beat somebody's ass. And so it's like four of them, and on the top of this guy, he's like on coke or something. Like, now as an adult, I'm looking back, I'm like, he was on something, because the switch that happened, it was like he just snuck me, and I had my hair in at the time. He's pulling my hair, and I'm like kicking and screaming.
This is crazy.
Bitch, it was bad. It was terrible. And so my girlfriends jump on him, and we start beating him up. I'll never forget him. His name was Dominique. Never forget him. His name was Damo. But he's so fine, though. And I was like, oh my god, this would be so hot if we were like lovers.
What Damo look like?
Oh, not that one.
I
know which one you're talking about, bitch. Bitch, his brain started doing fucking Ariana fucking equations in the air. No, not that one. But you gotta be careful. These people are psycho and they will beat you up. I have to bring it back around. Screaming. That's so stupid.
That is insane. I just think people... I don't know. This is why I'm scared to date too, because it's just like, I don't know, I might end up with a fucking weirdo. But have you ever been on a date with somebody and like they like subtweet you after the date and you know it's about you? And these are not good subtweets either.
No. I actually haven't went out on a date in, since people were using Twitter or anything like that. So, like, my ex didn't use social media. Like, I'll never forget, I went on a date to see Avatar with this porn star. Well, he's not a porn star. He does, like, OnlyFans and shit. And I went on a date with him to see Avatar when Avatar first came out. And it was just such a bad date. The date went so bad. It was just so bad. He did not talk to me. He did. It was just like, it was horrible. And my friends were there too because we were all hanging out. And I was like, we should all just go together. And so they was in a separate section. I was on a, in a date with him. And it was just like, I was so embarrassed because he did not talk to me. And so I got up and left.
I'm screaming. Well, speaking of dating, what are your icks for dating?
Oh, why I gotta start? Oh, why do I have to start?
I don't know, bitch.
Oh my god.
Since we're talking about dating,
I'm about to get canceled.
Uh-oh.
I don't like I like very chill, relaxed personalities around me at all times. So if you're like,
I like the way you're wording this.
Thank you. So like, I feel like another big personality like mine clashes, and then we wouldn't get along too well. So I like if your personality's big like me, you know what I'm going? If it's too much like me, that's my ick.
Is that your only ick?
Shorter than me, can't dress. You don't let me touch your dick. You're not freaky. You don't like spitting. You don't like your ass ate.
On a date. We talking about dating. Do you talk about great boy stuff now?
Oh, I'm sorry. On dates? Oh, wait. Okay, wait. What?
Bitch. Like, if you dating somebody and y'all, let's say y'all not fucking yet.
Oh. Yeah, you just can't be shorter than me.
But all of those are icks, but, you know.
Yeah, that's those like, are major. Because, like, before
grow up, spit in my mouth, nigga.
Yeah, I need that. I really want to meet the type of guy that just, like, really just, like, aggressively centered. Like, I always meet guys that are very just like,
no faggots is what you're saying.
No.
Say it.
No, I'm not saying that. I won't say it. No.
Not Irish curve.
No. y'all been trying to get me out of here on this allegation for the longest, and I'm not going. I like all
you're
type.
You're not beating it either, so.
I like. Shut the fuck up. I like aggressive guys, and I just really would like to meet a guy that is just very aggressive. And I never meet guys that are aggressive. I always meet guys that are just like very just like thoughtful and nice and sweet. And then like I meet these guys who try to pretend to be aggressive, and it just doesn't work for me. I can tell you're pretending.
Cause yeah, I can't stand a pretend aggressive nigga. Whatever the fuck you want to no, yeah. Because this ain't you. This ain't
you.
Be soft, baby. Be soft. Let me walk over you. You don't do the walking. Sit down.
See, and you, but you like, you're the aggressive type. Like, you're very like, shut up, bitch.
Not aggressive. I'm just like,
dominant.
Like, I wear like, just a little bossy. Just a little bit. But bossy. not like bratty bossy, but like.
No, like bossy.
No, like you just need to do what I say.
Yeah, bossy. No, you said it right.
But no, not bossy sounds like childish. But like
No. Bratty sounds childish. Bossy sounds very
on. I'm not bossy, I'm the boss. Like I wanna be
like Khalid said, I'm bossy.
In control outside of the bedroom. Yeah.
Yeah, you're bossy. That's okay.
But I also like somebody who can just like make decisions for me, but they got to be the right ones. And see, but that's when my boss come in yet, because it's like, you're not doing that right. Let me
I can't even imagine a guy trying to boss you around, because I see so much.
Oh,
like,
he's done.
What? I'm not doing that. Oh, like I automatically see you, like you shutting him down. So no. Okay, no, he's not gonna want to boss you around, because even if he tries to, you're going to be like, so like, you're going to sandbag him. You're going to be like, no.
You're not. Like, it's not working.
Yeah, no. And then you're probably going to, like, you're going to critique it the whole time. Whatever. Oh, my God. No, I would never. Like, can you, like, no, I pray. No.
I would date somebody like me. But you know what? I like bossy bottoms. I like bottoms who are, like, demanding and, like, a little bratty.
Okay, so guys say that, but they don't mean it. Because
play bratty, not real brat, grow up, but, like, play brat.
I'm not, okay, and that's what the thing is. It's not a, I always, like, when I took the sex quiz, whatever, it came off and said I was brat, like, I was a brat. And I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. Sexually, I think I'm very much so bratty. But in real life, I think I'm just very spoiled. And so, like, but I know, I like guys that can handle spoiledness. And not, like, in the way where they're trying to, like, I'm your father, but, like, where they can handle it and just be, like, not only give me things, but,
like, so your love language is gifts. Got it.
I love gifts and physical touch. So, like, if you can, like, choke me and stuff like that, too, and give me gifts, oh, that's not an ick.
Now, why he can't just be rubbing your thigh while y'all watching the movie? Why I gotta go straight to choking?
I like that, too. But then I would expect you, like, to be, like, kind of, like frisky with it and, like, try to touch my butthole.
I'm one of those people that, like, if we just laying down chilling, even if I'm not horny, like, I want to be touching your private parts.
Yeah. I like,
you just think, well, that's normal.
When I have guys, I like just touching their dick. Like, I'll just hold it. Like, and like, some guys consider that clingy. I consider it, I don't know, maybe it is clingy.
For me, it's just like, why be cuddling? I'm probably gonna be touching you. I like being the big spoon to big niggas. That was really random, but yeah, I just like being like,
yep, they got you at this party. They definitely would have
trapped
you.
One of my dating icks is I guess this is basically like a turnoff thing, but I don't like somebody who is,
oh, that's a good way to put it, turnoff thing. You're turning the Riz off, man.
I don't like somebody who is like secretive about shit they don't have to be secretive about.
Oh yeah,
like if we like on a date, God, and like, yes, I'm asking you questions and stuff, and you're like being like evasive for no reason about something you don't have to be. I'm not asking you like, what's your deepest childhood trauma, bitch. I'm asking you, okay, what do you do for a living? Actually, I'm not asking you that, because I actually hate that question. We talked about this on the episode.
Yeah,
but you know what I was trying to say, like, I'm asking you, like, I don't even know, because I haven't been on a date so long, I don't even know what the fuck you talk about on a date.
I don't know either.
But I don't like when somebody is being, like, sketchy, like a bunny.
What do you like to talk about with guys, like, when you're chilling with a guy? Like, do you have, like, a list of things that you, like, prefer to ask?
I like talking about, I just like the conversation to flow, first of all.
Yeah.
I like talking about whatever they want to talk about, because I just think, you know, sometimes you catch, it's really cute when you catch people just, like, they start talking about something they care about, and they just start like getting so into it. It's like, oh, you are really a geek for whatever the fuck you're talking about right now. Like, that's cute to me.
I love that. I love that too.
But I like talking about like tornadoes and natural weather events, and like if we could watch like A&E together. Like, I like talking about like the universe and all these other planets and solar systems that we know nothing about and would never be able to reach. I like talking about music. I love bonding over music, especially old school music. Like, if you know music from like the 60s and 70s and the 50s, like, oh, like, I'm gonna be all over you. I like talking about sex. We could definitely talk about sex even if we just chilling. Yeah,
such a
why
nerd.
You making that face, bitch?
I've been called, okay, so I didn't know that guys were offended by the word nerd.
Like, for
I jumped in a random, like, you know, like they have those things on Spaces on Twitter, and like I jumped in and I had asked them, I was just like, what are y'all in here doing? What are y'all, like, I finally jump in one and I finally get the, so I actually someone actually allows me to talk. I start talking, and the first thing I say is, what are y'all here talking about? It sounds some nerd shit. And they're like, huh? I'm like, oh, I was just joking. I didn't think it was anything.
You walked into their safe space and judged them?
But I was saying it like a funny way. Like, it was like, okay, nerd, whatever. And like, what are y'all nerd? Like, I'm like, yeah, it sounded like nerdy shit. All I heard was like action comics and all this other shit. But I'm joking. It's a joke. And then they were like, how old are you? And I'm like, what? I'm like, I was just making a joke. Like, if somebody's called wrestling nerdy, I would just probably be like, it is to you. I don't care. But that's how I always look at everything, though. And they're like, they kicked me so fucking fast. But then, okay, so that was like a week or two ago. And then earlier this week, I was talking to this guy, and I was like, I asked him what he was doing. He was like watching AOT. And I was like, I assumed it was Attack on Titan. I'm like, it sounded like some nerdy shit just by looking at him. And then I was like, I was watching a nerdy show earlier too. And I told him what nerdy show I was watching. He was like, oh, I didn't know anime was nerdy. And I was like, I mean, it is, but it's okay.
It is. It's a little nerdy.
Yeah.
And anybody who's an anime freak and says it's not nerdy is lying.
And he was so nasty to me. He was just so vile. And I was like offended.
So nasty and so rude.
Yes. And I was offended by how offended he was that I called it a nerd shit. And like, my excuse is always like, if you call wrestling nerdy, I won't get mad. And then he's like, but I did it. I was like, okay, I'm sorry. I had to block him. He was very mean to me.
Oh, well, sounds like you deserved it.
I don't know. I don't get it. I think I'm just a Taurus. People don't understand us.
Before we get out of here, we do have a question from one of the listeners.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Cue the music.
Question.
Okay, so this person did not tell me to not use their name, so I'm going to use your name, sweetheart. This is from Caleb, and the title of this message is Best Bottom Prep. He said, hey, y'all. I'm Caleb from North Carolina, and I'm just following directions and sending something in the email because I don't want y'all to beat my fucking mama, and I love the show.
Period.
So basically, what I'm getting from this is we have to threaten you guys with violence for participation. Got it.
I thought the whole promises would do it. It's clearly the violence promises. I love it.
Mm. Maybe y'all need some violent hole. But I wanted to know, what are y'all, speaking of violent holes, he says, I wanted to know, what are y'all bottoming prep? Wait, what are y'all bottoming?
Wait.
But I wanted to know, what are y'all bottoming prep? I think he meant ways. I'm always curious as to what other people do because I feel like my routine could be better. This is a random question. I just thought of it, but hopefully it works. For the show, sent from my mama iPhone because she still paid the bill.
That's cute.
Okay, period. First of all, I don't know how old you are, but as long as your mama is okay with paying that phone bill, you better let her. Okay, paying phone bills is not fun. That's one bill every month where I'm like, oh, I could save this little $100 and some change.
Not turn it off. You only use the iMessage.
But I can't be without my phone. It's like the most expensive cheap bill you have when you think about it. And it's like, oh my God, but I need it. So if your mom paying your phone bill, let her.
Appreciate her. Okay, give her
but
an extra
if you still
kissing.
Live at home, stay there for a couple more years. It's a rough
one. Okay, because Jesus, let's not talk about it. Okay.
So what do you do to prep for a bottom?
I'm about to get dragged. I don't do anything. I just pray. I don't eat.
I knew the answer to that, but you saying that just did is killing me right now.
I don't eat. I shower really good beforehand. I say a prayer.
Do you at least poop beforehand?
I poop earlier that day, and then I that's about it. And I just continue on and go out and destroy
okay, this
shit.
This is just a quick sidebar. How many times a day do you shit? We talked about this, right?
I shit probably like, well, normally once. Well, now I take fiber. Oh. So I have really big, great shits now. And so
not too much. You know, the listeners, this is not shit show.
Sorry. Y'all got to pay for that. Scatbook.com/fiction. Vic shit.
We gonna do the scat show on Patreon.
Right. Vic shit. Okay, our Patreon gonna be lit, y'all. I cannot wait. Oh my god. Anyway, yeah. So I usually like once.
Okay. Well, that okay. Sure. So what else do you do to prep?
Say a prayer.
Shit shower and pray.
Shit shower pray. Shit shower pray. Yes, what? That is literally it. That's another reason. When that boy was trying to fuck me, I was just like, I wasn't prepared for this in my day. Like, I just wasn't prepared. And I went out, I got a new douche. I got a fancy douche with like electronical and everything. And I was just like, you know what, when it's time.
Talk about a nerd. What the fuck kind of gay ass nerd does some shit like that? Why do they even make that?
And it comes with like a little pouch and everything. Like, I haven't even pulled it out. It's still sitting in there because I haven't got fucked. Well, I'll go grab it. Yeah, I'll show you off here. But yeah, it just sitting up in there. And so, I mean, yeah, I usually just pray a lot. And then I know my body. And so I know, like, I know what time is getting into. I've only had one bad, like, no, it's even been time, I won't even lie. There's been times where I've eaten Chipotle and I know my body so well. Scotch clear, nothing. Just a normal day in the park. So yeah, I feel like if you know your body, but those know your body girls be the shitty ones. So I don't know, maybe you don't know your body.
I'm a shitty person. I shit probably like 2-3 times a day, but I drink, you know, a lot of smoothies. Lately I do eat a lot of like leafy greens and stuff. So I be shitty. But
find out more on our Patreon coming soon.
But I know my body. But so because I know I'm shitty, I know I can't play those type of pray games.
Yeah.
I can't pray about it. Because God ain't got nothing to do with this. He not gonna pull it back up.
It's gonna go from one piece to another. Prayer to Picasso.
Listen. So this is what I do. if it's planned, because obviously, you know, sometimes shit just pop up. So if it's planned, let's say I got at least a day in advance. So the night before, I'm gonna load up. I'm gonna eat everything. The day of.
And I know the answer. I know the answer to his shit too.
Let's just assume this the dick appointment is scheduled for later that evening or, you know, the night. So I'll get up, I'll do my morning poop, and then I'll eat light. Like, I'll eat something light in the morning. Then I'll get me a Starbucks because I am lactose. I got the lactose. So I'll do.
You're very risky. What I do. Very risky. This sounds so risky.
No, I'm telling you, no, this works. If you got the lactose, or even if you don't got the lactose, coffee will do the trick too. Straight coffee. I drink a Starbucks. I get a big one. Sometimes I do two, depending on how big the dick is. When it's a really big dick, like Hammer, like I have to be like, I probably get two if I'm finna fuck him. You know what I'm saying? So what that's gonna do is my stomach.
Wait. Two big coffees.
Like two things of Starbucks. Like I might get one in the morning, then one in the afternoon.
Bitch, this.
But most of the time, I just do one for real.
But one large.
I get a venti too, extra caramel. Mm-hmm.
This is like Hunger Games.
Listen, this is the process though. What that's gonna do is it's gonna activate my bowel movement immediately. The first sip, I'm gonna be ready to go to the bathroom. No lie, the first three sips I take of like my Starbucks, I'll be like, it's time to go. It works very fast for me. So I know once I do that.
Lock or lower.
It's gonna get everything moving because it's gonna oh, I don't wanna get too graphic, but it's gonna
accelerate.
It's gonna be like, it's not gonna be solid shit. You know what I'm saying? Cause now my stomach is agitated. So that means more of it's gonna come out at one time. And then I won't eat for the rest of the day. And then when it's closer to the time, then I'll douche. So what I do, I got my douche bulb. This is so stupid. This is what I do. I got my douche bulb. I've had one for, I haven't had the same one for years, but whenever I replace mine, I just get it off Amazon. You can just like search like anal douche or something and get one. Don't be going to Walgreens and CVS and buying them Fleet bottles, and definitely don't be using a saline that's inside of them. If you're going to do that, then waste your money every time you want to have sex.
I'm getting woozy. This process is too much.
If you, and speaking of woozy, if you use the saline in the bottle, your ass gonna be sick. That's for people who really need to move their bowels like that. You don't need to do all that. Pull that out, put some warm water in there. Yes. Okay, so I fill up my bulb. It's best for me to do it on all fours. So what I'll do is I'll either get on the floor on all fours and like put it in, squeeze all the water in at once. Or I'll like do it over the tub so I don't have to get on the floor. And that way my body can still be like, my torso can be parallel to the floor. This is a lot of science. This is why I tell people nobody chooses to be gay. Nobody chooses this difficulty to have sex. It's too much. So basically, okay, so you put it in. And then you get on the toilet and you do it till it's clean, right? Till it's clear. And then what I do is I take my fingers, the first test, I start probing around up there because I know how to, I know how to make myself orgasm with just my finger. It's amazing. But that's my first test run. Once the finger is clear, because most of the time it will be, I get my toy because that's the real test because what happened is like you would think you're clean and then you'll be...
Not a trial.
And then you'll be getting fucked and you would think like, oh, ain't nothing to happen. And then your stomach start moving. So I always do the test first. Plus it's better for me to do it that way so I can open myself up beforehand so it's not so hard to get inside of me when the real dick come into the room. You know what I'm saying? Now let's say y'all, Ken is stressed out. Let's say this is like something that was planned 2 hours before, right? And you just like, oh, last minute, and you've been eating all day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What I do is
you cancel it, right? Bathroom. You cancel it. You say no. No,
not if I really want to fuck them. You go to the bathroom and you do the same routine, fill yourself up with the water, but this time you're gonna take the bulb, you're gonna fill yourself up with water, but don't push that out. You're gonna fill the bulb up again and you're gonna push some more water in there until you feel like you can't hold no more.
Taking notes mentally.
Take notes. And you're gonna hold it. But this is what I do regularly anyway, even if it's not a last minute thing. Like even if I got the whole day to plan, once I put the water in, I hold it. I don't push it out immediately. I hold it. I jump around a little bit.
Like a Squirtle.
I jump around. I do a few jumping jacks. I'll get in my bed and go upside down a little bit. I want the water to get all the way up in there. You know what I'm saying?
Get to the toilet,
gravity will pull everything down. Swish it all around.
Okay.
And get it out. But if you're in a rush, filling yourself up twice will do the trick to get most of it out first, but you just keep doing it until you don't know nothing else come out. It's pretty, but you just got, and it's going to take a little longer if you didn't have any time to prep. But yeah, I just saw a post on Instagram from somebody on Twitter that was like, it was basically saying like after a night of, I can't remember. It's basically saying like when you be nauseous and lightheaded after douching, yeah, bitch, you done sucked all the nutrients out your body pushing this water.
Wow. So that's probably why I fuck better than all you bitches, because I'm not going through all that and I have all my nutrients and vitamins still.
And no shade, when you douche,
it makes you wetter.
You push all the water out, but it do be gushier. I'm just saying.
I'll try it. I'm not getting.
Don't leave the water in there. It's really not good to like just be doing that all the time. But
you can leave the water in there. Wait, I thought you were talking about.
I said don't leave the water in there.
Bitch, I was about to judge. I was about to say, wait a minute. You really are Squirtle.
But it does help a little bit. So I hope that answered your question. I feel like I just gave a long, drawn out Miss America answer.
Medieval and modern day.
What? Who's medieval? You, shitty
me.
Kitty?
Me. That's why I said medieval and modern day.
I've definitely fucked up before and not done it, and I shit it all over his jeans and his t-shirt. So that was his fault.
See, I've never had any bad experiences like that, Like, on my, when me and my ex first started fucking, the first couple times, it was a mayday. But then, that was because I wasn't fucking, and I was like, okay, whatever. But then I learned myself, and I was kind of like, okay, I know how this go. But then, I haven't fucked anybody since then, so I know the next time I fuck, I have to be prepared all the way, because I don't know what the fuck I'm getting into. That's why I bought the douching stuff. Well, I would say, douching shit sounds so terrible after when we're thinking about what a douche does, whatever. But yeah, so I like, I just want to be prepared. And so, yeah, but before then, I was just like, never. Like, before then, when I was hooking up with a guy, it was never planned. Like, the biggest dick I ever took, oh, that was a big-ass dick. That was kind of planned the day before. That was a good time.
In short, my biggest piece of advice would be to get you a reusable bulb. You're going to have to replace it after, you know, some time. Mine is due for replacing now. I don't really use it, but it's clear. But I've had it for like at least a year or so at this point. So it's dingy. You know, it don't. You know how you get a clear phone case and it don't stay clear because it just tossed around and stuff.
I need to get a new phone so bad.
Get you a douche bulb, and when you're douching, jump around. You know, shake that water up a little bit. It's gonna make you a little bloated, but that's okay. It's gonna go away.
And that's you're gonna be clean, clear, like, under control. I hate feeling bloated.
Well, you guys, this has been a very informative episode, I would say.
Yeah.
We told y'all to be careful at sex parties. They putting heroin in your lube. We told y'all they taking y'all on dates and bash y'all on TikTok. So you got to watch who you going on dates with.
You can't do shit around here. It's hard being gay in 2023. We're only 2 weeks in.
And we told y'all to shake that doo-doo juice up in your stomach before you push out in the toilet. It's going to help you sleep better.
Doo-doo juice is wild.
And I'm here to tell y'all gonna find y'all a real nigga who don't give a fuck.
And mine didn't give a fuck.
It ain't nothing but a little extra lube. Grow up.
Here you go. He's trying to convert y'all. It was starting off well. I thought you were going a different route with it.
We are gonna have another kink episode at some point, and we will be talking about scat. I'm just letting y'all know. So go ahead, get your. Y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all what it is so y'all can know what part to skip.
Always be the Valentine's Day episode. I ain't got no date.
Me neither, bitch. We about we got a couple weeks to get one though.
We
Let
do.
Me put my PTO in because I ain't going to work today anyway.
Oh,
that's not a Tuesday. You wanna see
all
the
people I hate. Oh my god! Like when people are doing the fucking shit for like the PJs and all this shit. Mute. I do not want to see y'all.
The first couple of them was cute, but then it's like, okay, now you bitches popping out.
A whole nation.
I didn't know you was in a relationship. You was just in I almost said something. You bitches and your fucking matching PJs. The only ones I do care about is people who match PJs with their dogs, okay?
That's cute. Oh, bless them, yeah. Yeah, we like those people.
And your babies, but niggas could not possibly ever.
You know my rollout 2023. Where's your Kelly these niggas? I'm only showing half your face. Until like I need you to go through like your trial period. Like if you watch like never mind, I won't even go into detail.
I'm not even following you on Instagram. I was talking to my ex last night. He was like, "You still don't follow me on Instagram." I was like, "Oh. Let's see. I'll send a formal letter to the board and see what they think of your application to be on my following list." I don't know.
I would never block my ex. Me and my ex never even follow each other on social media, which is weird.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Please tune in next week for another amazing, super fantastic episode of Doo-Doo Juice.
Don't drop that doo-doo juice. Hey, don't drop that doo-doo juice.
Let's wrap this shit up.
Literally. Bye, y'all. Bye, y'all.